You've tuned into the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Do you realize what you've done?
With Rich Lee Big.
Aren't you hip to the rap music?
And Michael Costanzo.
The internet was speaking to me in tongues.
Unplanned, unscripted, and slightly unhinged.
Good times, noodle salad.
The point is, you now have the ability to be happy.
And now, here's Rich and Mike on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Woo! Yeah! How you guys doing?
What's up, everybody?
It's time for this week's episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Let us be the crispy noodle in your vegetarian salad of life and boring news. Folks, it's our job to give you the most interesting tidbits in the world of sports, entertainment, odd news, and whatever else we happen to come by. Isn't that right, Mike?
That's right. We bring it to you with our unique sense of humor and wackiness. You never know what you're going to get here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
That's right. We have a couple topics planned out that we do want to discuss. But, you know, sometimes we go off on a tangent. You know, there's something that tickles our fancy.
Ooh, tickles.
Yes.
Like feathers.
Yes.
We are, I don't know.
I'm not going with this.
We're like the feather that tickles your fancy.
There you go.
That's
we're an auditory
delight.
There you go. Perfect. I like it.
Tickling your ears.
There you go. Mike is going.
It's creepy.
Mike is going with all of the crazy adjectives and everything there. But all right, let's delve into the meat of the show. Before we go into all the news topics, we like to do a little intro as to what we've been up to in the past week or so. So, Mike, what have you been up to?
What's new? Nothing.
Wow. All right. No, done.
I mean, no, it's just been very...
Thanks for playing, next contestant.
That's just been very... It's been very slow around here. You know, I'm trying to stay out of the heat. I'm trying to...
Yeah, it has been really hot in Philadelphia.
It's been bad. You know, it's just been ugly weather. I mean, heat-wise, humidity-wise, just been trying to stay out of the heat. I've been playing Pokemon Go a little bit.
This is week two of Pokemon Go for
week
you.
Week two of Pokemon Go.
How's
for
that
me.
Going?
It's pretty good. Pretty good. I'm getting a few pretty good Pokemon. I got a Scyther. Nobody knows what that is.
Is that the knife one?
That's like the green, like big praying mantis thing, sort of thing.
Okay.
It's weird to describe. I'm still on my never ending hunt to acquire a Charizard, which will probably never happen. But that's what I've been doing. I mean, it's not very exciting, but that's what I've been up to.
All right, there you go.
Well, this is the thing. In the middle of July and you're going into August, you know, I don't want to go out and, like, do stuff, you know, because it's too hot out for me.
Yes, but instead you're going to play Pokemon Go.
I'm going to play Pokemon Go.
Well, but isn't that walking? Don't you have to go outside for
no,
that?
No, there's a Pokestop that's, like, right at the corner. So,
oh, so
I just have to, like, step outside and, like, you know, catch a Pokemon.
So you're fine then?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to, like, walk around town. Are you kidding me? It's too hot for that. It's too hot to play Pokemon Go the way you're supposed to actually
play. Even though you're like three blocks away from the Ambler Town Center.
Yeah.
Good job, Mike.
Yeah. Well, that's why I said I've been doing nothing. I've been reading. I've been catching up on some reading that I had to do. But nothing too crazy. What have you been up to, though, Rich?
This past weekend was really hot in Philadelphia. Yeah. So I understand if you didn't want to go outside a whole lot. We had the Open, the British Open, over the weekend, which I watched, and that was fun to watch. So
you had something to do. You had golf to watch.
Yep. We'll cover that in the sports sampler in just a little bit. But I really want to hit this topic. This is it. This is, the finish line for one of my favorite charities, the 24-hour game show marathon. It is, finally here. It's this weekend. And man, I can't believe it's time for this already. I love this. I love this event.
Yeah.
It's
exciting.
Yeah. It's exciting. It's a lot of fun. We play 24 game shows in 24 hours. It starts Saturday at noon. And you can just go to the website, gameshowmarathon.com. And that's where you can watch all the craziness happen and donate, for Child's Play, which that in of itself is a great charity.
Excellent charity.
Yeah.
Everybody should donate.
Yeah. If you didn't get a chance to buy our t-shirts, which all the profits for that went to this, we're offering a quick rerun of the t-shirt. So make sure to visit our social media channels and check it out.
Yeah, I got my t-shirts in the mail. They're pretty good. I like
them. Yeah, they came out really good.
Let me tell you guys, they're very light. Okay. The fabric is very light and they fit how they describe it's going to fit. Like my size fit me perfectly. Okay, because I know sometimes you get these t-shirts, sometimes it runs either a little big or a little small. But this one fit me as I expected it to fit. The fabric is nice and light. It's a really nice t-shirt, I think.
Yeah.
Comes in a lot of different colors. But the important thing is that all the proceeds go to charity. And I think we raised, can we say how much we raised?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We in our first order, we were able to raise $100
$100
for the Game Show Marathon.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing. It's all because of everybody out there that, you know, chipped in to buy a t-shirt.
Yeah. And all of it goes straight to the Game Show Marathon and for Child's Play. And we're doing another run this order. I mixed up my words. We're doing another order this week.
Yeah.
So make sure to go to our social media channels and order a shirt if you didn't get a chance to on the first batch. Because this is definitely it. We definitely are not doing another run after this one.
Yeah. Well, it's a limited edition.
Right. It's a limited edition.
You know, so we're only busting this out for the 24-hour Game Show Marathon.
Right. So go check that out and go check out GameShowMarathon.com to donate to Child's Play and to watch the craziness because I'm going to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Mike's going to be a part of it.
I'm
going to
be a part of it too. I'm going to stop by early Saturday.
Yeah.
You're
playing the first couple of games.
Playing the first couple of games, yeah. It's going to be the first one that I'm a part of.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. Also a little nervous because I'm not good at game shows. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I barely struggled through with my dad. Was that like the test run?
Yeah, that was kind of a test run. That was pyramid. That's 2 o'clock. Are you going to stick around that long?
Maybe. I'll have to see. We're actually cleaning out the basement that week, so I'll see what the schedule's like. But I'm definitely going to be there for the beginning of Saturday. We'll play a couple of games.
Yep.
It'll be a lot of fun. It's going to be really exciting.
Yeah, I cannot wait for this. This is going to be my third year doing the Game Show Marathon.
You went all the way to Carolina. North Carolina,
last year.
Right?
Yeah, last year was in North Carolina, and that was a lot of fun, and I expect this one to be no different. So please, if you have some time this week, go check out our t-shirts, go check out the website, GameShowMarathon.com, donate, and then this weekend, enjoy the craziness that happens. It's officially this week. I can't wait to stay up for 24 hours straight and play all these crazy games because it's just amazing. The three guys that co-founded this, Corey, Chris, and Bob, they are all huge game show fanatics, and they try to recreate every game show to the most minute detail.
And you were telling me
they do the sound effects, they do the graphics, they do the animations. Everything
cool.
Everything is done to the nth degree for a 100% faithful representation of each game show.
Nice.
So,
and they have a lot of the big ones there too, right? They're doing Family Feud. They're doing
Pressure Lock,
Pyramid.
Deal or No Deal.
All the classics.
There's Password.
Oh, fun.
There's
you know what? Those are the only ones that I know because they have a ton more that I'm not even familiar with.
Yep.
They're really bringing out all the stops for this one.
Yep. There's win, lose, or draw. There's chain reaction. It's going to be a lot of fun. The one I'm worried about is Mastermind.
I don't know what that is.
I hope they don't ask me to do Mastermind.
I don't know what that is.
Mastermind is this one show where you get to pick any category.
Okay.
And you get to pick any category that you claim you're an expert in, but for 2 minutes, you have to answer questions about that category, and it could be anything. Anything to the most minute detail.
So you would say, obviously, you would say you're an expert in Star Wars.
Yes.
And so some jerk would be like, what's the name of, like, the guy standing in the background of Jabba's palace?
Yeah. What's the guy? Yeah. Who's the guy standing left of Luke Skywalker in the debriefing room or something.
Or what type of tree is on Endor?
Right, yeah, ridiculous, yeah.
But now, wait, does it have to have...
Redwoods, by the way.
Yeah. Because they come from the Redwood Forest, yeah. That's a trick question.
Nice.
But I remember one time we played a trivia game way back when, a Star Wars trivia game, and that little droid that pops out of the door of Jabba's Palace, that thing has a name. I don't know what it's called. I called it a door droid. That's not its name. So if you were playing that, I would recommend to somebody to ask Rich what the name of the door droid is. Because I don't know what it is, but that's an actual thing.
In Jabba the Hutt's palace?
Yeah. I'm going to look it up. Jabba's palace.
Oh, is that the eyeball that comes out?
Yeah, door droid. Let me look up the name for it. Let's see if you can figure it out. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's got a name, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
I have the name. Do you have any guesses?
I don't know.
It is a TT-8LY7 gatekeeper droid.
Well, there you go. That would be a, guess what? Yep. Well, if I said
that has an actual answer though.
Yeah. If I said I'm an expert in Star Wars, that's a fair question to ask during Mastermind.
So what happens? Do you have to get a certain number of right in that time, or is it just grill you?
It's grilling 2 minutes. Okay. How many correct answers can you get?
And like whichever master gets the most of their questions
is
correct?
The true Mastermind. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
So hopefully I don't get asked to do that one because that one's nerve wracking.
That would be nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
I already don't like the sound of it. I'm, like, getting nervous thinking, like, if I were in that position, what would I say that I'm not an expert on anything?
Right. I feel like I'm not an expert in anything.
I'm an expert at being crap at everything. Can I be an expert at that?
Yeah. I'm a jack of all trades, but master of none. Like, help.
I know, right? Yeah, that's exactly it. Jack of all trades. That's what I feel like.
Yeah.
I know a little bit of everything. Can I be an expert in knowing a little bit of everything, but knowing... not knowing everything of one thing? I want to do that. See, I'm not even good at describing what I'm not good at. It's not the... It wouldn't... What am I trying to say is that... What am I trying to say?
That's probably your answer.
That's my answer. That's my answer. What am I trying to say?
So, that's one of the game shows, Mastermind. So, yeah, we literally have 24 game shows, 1 hour... you're going to want to check out the madness. Go to gameshowmarathon.com.
And remember to donate.
Yeah, and remember to donate. Our goal is $2,500, but I'm told that we will have a special reward if we hit $3,500.
Special reward?
Yeah.
Like for the viewers?
Something momentous will happen if we happen to get $3,500.
You're going to get hit with a pie.
Yes.
Can that be my reward?
Sure. Do you really want to get hit with a pie?
No, I want to see you get hit with a pie.
Sure. I guess. Yeah. If you really want to.
No, I don't. I have no idea what that
is. If we hit $3,500, you can drive back to the game show marathon and hit in the face with a pie.
Surprise, Rich. Bam.
Right in the middle of a game show. Just walk up.
Just kick down the door. Nice whipped cream pie.
There you go.
Is there any flavor that you want?
Just whipped cream.
Just whipped cream.
I like whipped cream.
Okay.
Whipped cream is good. Man, I can't even talk.
It's late.
It's late, but I got to get ready. We got to get ready. Game Show Marathon this weekend. Please check it out. All right. Now, with all that being said, I think it's time to delve into sports. So let's launch into the sports sampler.
So you're not good at sports. It's a very small part of life.
Sports, 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 sports.
In your face. Ha ha.
Sports coming at you in your face. And we like to kick off the sports sampler with this little feature that we do where we hit just a couple of topics really quick in a 2-minute fashion, and we call it the 2-minute drill. So, Mike, are we ready to kick this one off?
I'm ready. You can start the countdown timer whenever you want.
All right, start it now. Go, Mike.
All right, first up in the 2-minute drill, we have some NFL news. The Denver Broncos re-sign all-pro outside linebacker Von Miller to a massive record-setting deal that is reportedly worth $114 million, with $70 million of that being guaranteed. Makes him the highest-paid defensive player in NFL history, more than the Eagles' own Fletcher Cox. It even tops Elway's career earnings with the Broncos.
Yeah,
wow.
It's a new era.
That is a substantial deal. But you know what? Some would argue that they wouldn't have won the Super Bowl without him.
That's right. So, they didn't win with Peyton Manning. I know that.
That's right. So they did a good job locking up their key talent there. Speaking of key talent, though, one team will be without their key talent for the first 4 games of the season. Late last week, Tom Brady decided not to pursue appealing the appeal of the appeal of Deflategate. I know. It's a little confusing.
Finally, it's over.
It is finally over. The final point is that he will miss the first 4 games of this upcoming season. That being said, early reports indicate that the Patriots are favored to win the Super Bowl already.
Yeah.
From what I understand.
All right.
So we'll see how that all plays out.
Yeah, they'll still find a way to win.
And finally, some Eagles news for everybody here in the Philadelphia area. The Eagles' longtime long snapper, John Dornbos, gets a golden buzzer on America's Got Talent, which automatically propels him to the live quarterfinals. This creates a little bit of a... sticky situation for him, though, because the quarterfinals start one day before he's required to report to Eagles training camp. Although the Eagles did sign a rookie long snapper this offseason. So could this be the end of an era for John Dornbos as a Philadelphia Eagle? Maybe the start of a Magic career?
Oh, man. I hope not yet, because he still has some talent. I think he's still got some gas in the tank.
He does. But until then, watch him on America's Got Talent.
Yeah. I really love his magic, by the way.
He's really funny, very good at what he does. So best of luck to him. And that wraps it up for the 2-Minute Drill.
Yeah, buddy.
Last week we went over a little bit. This time we snuck it in a little early.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, getting our cred back.
Yeah, balancing that one out.
There's three topics in 2 minutes.
Booyah.
That's the fastest we've ever done anything on the show.
Probably. Probably.
That's why I love that segment.
We do.
This is like rapid fire.
We do take our time on some things.
Yeah. Speaking of taking our time on some things.
I knew you were going to say
something. One of the lengthiest ordeals in all of the sports world. Golf.
Yeah.
So last week we talked about the Open, because apparently the only Open.
This is the Open.
The British
Open. The legendary Open.
The legendary British Open.
Yep.
We went over the odds of who would win, and this week Rich has the stunning and thrilling results of the British Open. So spin us a tale. What happened this past weekend at the British Open?
All right. Well, the British Open was definitely one to watch. I mean, if you had a chance to watch any of it, this was top golf to watch. I mean,
now you were texting me throughout, and you were telling me, and from what I understand of golf, it was very close the entire time.
Yeah. Though the first round on Thursday didn't seem like it, because Phil Mickelson opened up with a 63 open up.
Now that's supposed to be really good, right?
That's amazingly good. That's eight under par.
I don't know a lot about golf, but I know that that's very, very good.
Yes. That's almost that's like perfect.
Wow.
You can't ask for anything better.
A perfect would be an 18, Rich.
Oh, that's Kim Jong-un standards, right?
Yeah, exactly. Praise the glorious leader.
Yeah, that would be Kim Jong-un status.
But unfortunately, he wasn't playing in the British Open, so 63 was pretty good. That's the high water mark.
Yeah. So after that first day, it looked like Phil Mickelson had this tournament in his hand. It looked like he was just going to be able to cart off with it. But that's when Henrik Stenson all of a sudden soared on Friday and Saturday to climb up the leaderboard and catch up with Phil Mickelson. Henrik Stenson would go shoot a 68, 65, 68. Wow. In those 3 days.
That's really good. That's all under par.
Oh, yeah, of course. And Phil Mickelson, on the other hand, would follow up with a 69 and 70, which is actually both under par, but not as much as Henrik Stenson. So they would go into the fourth and final round on Sunday as a straight-up duel. Because that was another thing, too, was the field under third place were all way too far behind.
So it was just these two guys out in front of everyone else.
Yeah. And they were, of course, grouped together on the final day. So golf fans like myself, we had a treat. It was just a straight-up showdown on Sunday between Stenson and Mickelson. And to watch these two guys play on Sunday was unbelievable, because neither one of them made mistakes. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, you texted me at one point that he hit like a 50-yard putt or something like that. From the rough.
Yeah.
Or something absurd like that.
Yeah.
I don't know much about golf, but I know 50 feet is really long.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, I mean, here's the thing is, like, I'm going to say Stenson wins and Stenson played perfect, but Phil Mickelson played great. Like, this is unbelievable. This is one of those situations. This reminds me of, is your mom here?
Wait. She's right there.
I'm going to quote something for you.
Oh, she's okay.
Picard, he says in The Next Generation, there are times when you can not make mistakes, but you still lose. That's life, right? That happened to Phil Mickelson.
Wow. So he played a near perfect game. It just wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, he committed no mistakes in this fourth round. I'm going over his scorecard on Sunday, all right? No bogeys.
Wow.
The man had no bogeys.
You can't really play any better than that, really.
Yeah.
It's just even though he was playing at such a high level, the other guy was just better.
Yeah, Henrik
Impossibly
Stenson,
better.
Right. Henrik Stenson would finish Sunday with a 63 of his own.
Wow.
And
that's eight under par.
Yes. And you want to talk about clutch. The last five holes, four of them he birdied.
Wow.
I mean, that's just sheer just determination. He was locked on.
That's amazing.
He was on top of his game. Nothing was going to stop him.
So was he one of the people we talked about last week?
Actually not, because before this major, he had a history of choking in the last round.
Oh, he did. And
yeah.
And he finished like that with four straight birdies?
Yeah.
Wow.
He did not want to have another one go to waste.
Wow. I mean, that's what you...
Redemption.
Yeah, redemption. I mean, that's the epitome of clutch playing right there. The exact opposite of what's-his-face, what Jordan Spieth is doing.
Yeah, well, yeah, from the Masters, right.
Yeah.
Man, this is just amazing to think of, that he shot a 63 to win it. He's only the second golfer to ever shoot that low to finish out a win in a major. That's unbelievable.
Wow.
It's also interesting when you consider he actually did have two bogeys on Sunday, but he actually was able to counter it up with enough birdies to offset it. It's just,
man, I mean, that is like near perfect.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, how do you, there's nothing Phil Mickelson can do.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, yeah, that's, I mean, what else can you do?
Yeah.
You know?
And to go back to what you said, Henrik Stenson made this amazing 51-foot putt.
Wow.
I believe
that's
it was
insane. I can barely putt it from like 10 feet away on mini golf. You're telling me he's hitting it from 51 feet?
Yeah.
Like, how do you even aim something like that?
Right.
Do you just like swing the club and like, just hope for the best? I don't, that doesn't even compute for me.
Yeah. This was, I believe, the 15th hole, if I'm not mistaken. And he wasn't even on the green. He was on the first cut of rough away from the green. And
so how do you even hit it accurately?
Yeah.
When you're on the rough like that.
And he set sail this putt 51 feet out.
Wow.
And it goes right in, and he goes up two over, and it was just like, whoa. He's locked in. There's no way.
Was that the moment that that's it?
I was like, that's it. Wow. There's nothing Phil can do.
If you're hitting putts like that, you know, you're hot right there. You're on a streak.
Yeah.
You know? Something catastrophic would have to happen.
And he didn't let that happen. In short, what I'm trying to say is that if you missed out on this round of golf, you need to go back and watch highlights, because this was just two golfers playing not just a golf, just A plus 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 golf. No, there were no mistakes. There were no silly rule interference. There was no bad weather. There was no.
You see, that's a little disappointing to me, though. Because I like the weird rules. I like it when you come on the show and you're like, guess what happened? A mole stole the ball and they marked it as a penalty, and then he challenged it, and then they had to use the replay, and then they enacted the wartime rules of golf. I like it when that stuff happens, but that would be interesting for me, but this, it was interesting for golf fans. Golf fans want to see a clean neck and neck duel between two of the best.
And to be honest with you, it's been a while since we've seen something like that.
Yeah, usually there's something weird going on.
The last couple of majors, there's either been like collapses.
Yeah.
And, you know, people have been making mistakes late in the rounds.
Or there's weird rules happening.
Yeah, the weird rules happened in Dustin Johnson at the U.S. Open. But this was just straight up perfect quality golf. To watch on Sunday, and to watch just two pros just handle golf effortlessly.
Just taking care of business.
It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. And I think it's going to go down in history as just one of the best mano-a-mano showdowns in a major. It was that great.
So you got to witness history then.
Yeah. It was definitely fun to watch, and I was glad that I watched it live. And that was another good thing about it being the British Open was, like, it was the prime watching time was like 12 to 3 o'clock because they're 5 hours ahead. So
that's awesome. That's perfect.
Yeah, it was perfect. Like,
perfect
you ate breakfast. You had your coffee, and then you tuned into the British Open, and then you still had the rest of your Sunday to do.
Hey, see, that's like watching a 1 o'clock football game. Nothing better than that,
right?
I like that.
Well,
perfect.
Imagine, All right, to put it in football terms, imagine a game where just neither team made like stupid
mistakes. Yeah.
There wasn't stupid penalties. It was just
there's no iffy calls.
Right.
It was just
two quality
great
football.
Teams slugging it out.
Well, that's what this was for this week's British Open. It was
that's awesome for the fans.
Yeah,
I bet the fans love that.
It was something we needed too. It was just nice to not have any weird distractions or.
So I guess the golf community is abuzz with excitement over this past major.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot of fun to watch. And I'll tell you what, it's great to see Henrik Stenson have redemption and win his first major at the age of 42, which I think makes him one of the oldest.
Wow, that's kind of old for a golfer, I think.
Yeah, makes him one of the oldest to win his first major.
Wow.
So it was good to see Henrik Stenson get redemption.
So do you think this will bump up his odds in the next one? Because there's one more, right?
Yeah, there's one more, the PGA Championship, which is actually not too far out. It's probably like next. We'll probably talk about it 2 weeks from now.
Probably.
But yeah, it'll probably bump up his chances to win PGA Championship. And also, by the way, he is also the first. He is the first Swedish.
I'm going to Disneyland. Come and go to Disneyland. All you people living in Sweden.
First Swedish person to win the Open.
Okay.
So,
so Gary Busey and Sweden are both very excited.
Right, yeah, Gary Busey's excited for this.
I'm going to Disneyland. Come and go to Disneyland, all you people living in Sweden.
Yeah. So.
I've never understood that clip. That clip just...
It's Gary Busey.
It's
Gary Busey. There's no need to understand.
Yeah. A lot of his clips sort of leave you scratching your head going, what the hell did I just hear?
Yeah.
But, you know, good for him. What was his name? Stevenson?
Henrik Stenson.
Stenson. I don't know. I couldn't remember.
Thanks, Mike.
I try. So where did some of the other top golfers finish? What about who was favored to win? And where did that person finish?
It probably was Jason Day, I think.
I think Jason Day was... favorite to win. I can't really remember.
Jason Day finished 22nd, one over.
Kind of low.
Yeah. We also had, Johnson, because he won the U.S. Open.
Right. Dustin Johnson, right? Yeah.
Right. He was tied for 9th, 2 under, all right, okay. In the top 10. Okay. I'll tell you what, he's having a good year.
Yeah.
Because he won the U.S. Open. He finished top 10 in the Open, and I think he finished top 10 in the Masters, too.
That's a pretty good year.
So that's a pretty good year.
Yeah. Because in golf, it's like you don't have to win. You just have to, like, place high to make money.
Well, yeah, because...
I mean, you want to win.
Because
only one
golfer can win each major, you know.
But you can make...
And you're playing against 80 other golfers.
But you can make a nice career by finishing in the top 10.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
Because they get prize money, right?
Right.
It's all about the money.
It is. But it's also about trying to finish, you know, consistently in the majors, because that's really a sign that you belong there. Unfortunately, I guess I'm gonna end on a down note here. Jordan Spieth finished 30th.
Wow.
And at one point, he almost was in the danger zone to miss the cut.
Yikes!
Yeah,
I mean, last year he was so consistent. I don't think he finished out of like the top four or five in any of the
majors.
Yeah,
he won two. He won the first two, and then he finished top 10 in the other two.
Yeah. So this is like a big, you know.
Sophomore slump.
Yeah.
It really is. This is the definition of a sophomore slump for Jordan Spieth.
Yeah. Do you think he can pull himself out of this slump in the next major, or do you think this is it for the year? He'll just have to come back next year?
Yeah, I think he might need...
I think at this point, he's too far gone.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if he can bring himself back.
I think 2016 is just going to be a wash for him.
Yeah.
But hopefully he comes back 2017 much more focused. And I think he needs to win the Masters again. He needs to get that monkey off his back from last year's Masters where he choked it away.
Yeah.
He needs to win the Masters in either 17, 18, or 19 just to make sure that, like, okay, I can do this again.
Yeah. Yeah. I can still do it. I still got it.
Right.
Yeah.
That was the British Open. It was a whole lot of fun to watch.
The Open.
Yeah.
Pretentious bastards.
Because they were the first ones.
Yeah.
The Open. But nevertheless, the third major is now over, and we look towards the PGA Championship, the last major, which is in 2 weeks. So we'll be coming back to golf really soon.
Oh, boy. I can barely contain my excitement. Can you tell? I'm barely awake. That fucking sucked.
All right. How about...
I kid.
Damn it, Mike. I'm trying to make golf fun, and you're ruining it.
I mean, well, there were no weird rules to talk about or get angry about. So all I could say was like, yeah, good job. Good golf. Good job, golf. Good job, golfers, you know?
Thanks. All right. Before we end the sports sampler, there's one more thing I want to talk about, which is... boy, man, this is unbelievable that this happened over the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I was complaining that there was no weird stuff that happened.
Well, yeah, it didn't happen in golf. It happened right.
In baseball. Yeah. Well, baseball has a lot of weird things happen. They got a lot of weird rules.
Yeah.
But this is not a weird rule per se, but a weird scenario, and you were describing to me earlier. So why don't you take us through what happened in this game? It was a tight game.
Yeah,
right into extra innings, right?
Yeah, this was the Saturday night game between the San Francisco Giants and the San Diego Padres. Boy, man, this is just weird to think about. But all right, the game is tied, goes into an extra 10th inning, and the Giants score at the top of the inning.
Okay, all right, so they're in a comfortable position.
Yep, and so they go to the bottom of the 10th. The Padres are up to bat. And the San Francisco Giants send in their designated closer, Santiago Casilla, I think is his name.
Okay.
I can't even say his name right, but you know what? He doesn't even deserve it after this performance.
Now, the closer, for those that don't know, are supposed to come in and
three outs
clean
done.
Up. That's it. Yeah.
That's it. Three outs done. Get out of there with the win.
That's right. They close the games.
Yep. Well, poor Santiago Casilla, man, he had a bad day at the office.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
He had a rough stay at the pitcher's mound.
Very rough. So he goes to the mound at the bottom of the 10th, and he allows three hits.
Ooh.
Right.
I mean, he's a closer. He's supposed to be one of the best.
Yeah.
He's supposed to have really good control. He's supposed to be able to close out games and, you know, save his team in tough situations. But he allows three hits right away.
Three hits, yep. And one of them scores.
Oh.
So now he's given up. Yeah, he's given up the tying run.
Okay.
All right. So now any chance of you know, finishing the game with a win is now gone because now you're at least going into another inning.
Right.
Then a stolen base happens.
Oh, my gosh.
And now Santiago Casilla has runners at the corners.
Okay.
Still no outs.
Oh,
that,
my God.
This is the part that still, I can't believe he got, like, I can't believe that this is still happening. There's no outs. He did not get a single person out yet. All right?
That's crazy.
And then I have the clip pulled up from MLB.com, and the rest is unbelievable. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, let's take a listen.
All right, here you go.
Falling. That's a bot.
Yes, it is.
That's a game. How about this finish tonight from Petco Park in San Diego? A stumble by Santiago Casilla is a balk, and Derek Norris comes in from third, and the Padres in 10. They win it 7-6.
A balk.
Wow.
A balk.
What an anticlimactic way to end the game.
A
if, balk. If you're a Giants fan.
A balk.
Yes,
for those that don't know,
a balk.
For those that don't know, a balk is when you throw the ball and both feet leave the pitcher's mound before you get the ball off. It's designed to prevent like any sort of
like trickery.
Trickery, yeah. Or you know, you're trying to fake throw a pitch into checking the runners. And this crazy guy falls on the pitcher's mound. Essentially.
I mean, so he slipped?
He slipped, yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, and cost the game.
Man.
What
the
hell?
His name must be Mud right now in San Fran.
Look, I can understand if this was like AA, AAA, the minor leagues, independent leagues.
Yeah.
You know, that can happen. But this is Major League Baseball.
This is the majors.
A at least get the pitch off.
You're supposed to at least be able to stay on your 2 feet.
Come on.
Come on now.
At least get the pitch off.
God.
A balk. MLB is calling this the balk off.
The balk off.
Because
everything needs to have a snappy title to it.
Well, it's all, yeah, it's a balk, a walk off balk, I guess is what you would call it.
A balk off.
Yep. And boy, man, this is going to be horrible for his statistics because Casilla will, if it, in this game log, Casilla will go down with no innings pitched, 3 hits, and 2 earned runs allowed.
Man.
Like, what?
I mean, how does he even still have a job? Has he been cut? Is he still pitching for them?
I don't know. After that moment, he has to be demoted.
Yeah, definitely. It's pathetic. It's pathetic. It's like, it's not even like he was trying, you know? It's like one dumb mistake after another. He's supposed to be the closer. He's supposed to be the person who you give the game to in order to pull out a win for you guys. You know, he's supposed to be the trusted hands that you hand over the reins to at the end of the game.
He went from having a 1-run lead to losing the game and not getting a single out and then balking on the last throw. Like, that's just unbelievable.
If this were Philadelphia, he would have been run out of town.
Yeah. And that was just unbelievable when I saw the highlight reel on SportsCenter on Sunday morning of that. San Francisco Giants, if you need a closer that can at least pitch the ball, I'm available. yeah. Mike is available.
I'm available, yeah.
I'm sure we can at least throw the ball.
They should do
over
they should do a competition where they let fans.
They would have been better.
Pitch.
Yeah, they would have been better letting some random fan pitch the closer than that.
Yeah. He's getting paid money to do that, too.
Yeah. And he was the designated closer. He's probably getting significant money, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, what are you doing?
For a big team like the Giants, too?
What are you doing? So,
he must have just had a really bad day.
Really bad day. But there you go. I had to bring that up. The balk off.
The balk off.
I don't think that's ever happened. You won on a balk.
I have no idea. It's probably happened before sometime in baseball history.
Maybe, but it still just seems weird to me.
It is very weird. Very anticlimactic.
Yeah, that's
for Giants fans. I would be super pissed.
Yeah. Well, on the good news, Padres, you won a game. Congratulations.
They're not doing so well?
I don't think so. But
that's the only way they can win is a balk off.
Yeah, a random balk to end the game. But there you go. That's our sports sampler for this week. Crazy times in the world of baseball and perfect times in golf. Go figure. That's the way I'm looking at it. But that's it for sports, but don't go anywhere because coming up next, we have the entertainment entree, and then after that, we'll have the non-Fortune Cookie Odd news. Still plenty more shows still to come. We'll be right back.
Hey, what do you hear? What do you say? This is Vic DiBattista, and you are listening to the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
The Crispy Noodle Podcast. Did you hear this?
A California man is accused of assaulting a woman while wearing a pink Barbie costume.
Of course.
The victim was using the restroom when the suspect entered her stall dressed like Barbie. I was looking and I saw 2 feet slowly planted on the floor, and they were a man's bare feet. She noted that the suspect was wearing a Barbie outfit. Luckily, the victim fought back and managed to escape. Schwartz ran out soon after, and when a security guard tried to confront him, Schwartz allegedly threatened to stab him with a screwdriver.
That's very Barbie-like of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they always have a Barbie for, like, every single job.
Yeah, there you go. Criminal assault Barbie.
Criminal assault Barbie.
In a criminal world, assaulting people. In the bathroom.
I have a screwdriver. I'm gonna stab you in the eye.
Get out of my way. Need to make an escape.
Come on, Barbie. Let's do crime. This is Criminal Assault Barbie. Yeah, she comes with a removable screwdriver, but no shoes apparently.
No.
Doesn't know how to accessorize, I guess.
Check out thecrispynoodle.com.
Hey, this is Tony Gaga. You got a podcast? You gotta go to the podcast I go to. I'll get you this podcast for $2. That's the Crispy Noodle Podcast for $2.
Oh, yeah, we are back here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast, rocking and rolling, making sure that you get your podcast every Thursday morning. Make sure you're subscribed to our iTunes feed so that you get the latest episodes downloaded straight to your computer and that you're keeping up the fun and the craziness that is the Crispy Noodle Podcast. We're done the sports sampler for right now. We're moving on into our next part of the show. Isn't that right, Mike?
That's right. We're heading on into the main course of this meal for your mind. It's time for the fun and always entertaining entertainment entree.
And now, the latest in movies.
The Simpson guy writes to movies. Dear Die Hard, you rock. Especially when that guy was on the roof.
Music.
I know what that is. That's music.
Video games.
I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite store on the Citadel.
Celebrities.
You really know Warren Beatty?
Yes, I do. I took a leak next to him once at the Golden Globes.
And more.
You're the all-singing, all-dancing crap of the world.
This is the Entertainment Entree.
People know a lot about trucks.
Bing, 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 bong. Bing, 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 bong. Bing, bing, bong. Bing, 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 bong. Bing, 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 bing.
Hello. You people know a lot about trucks.
Bing, bong. Bing, 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 bong, 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 bong.
You people know a lot about trucks.
Bing, 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 bong.
Bing,
bing, bing, bong, bong.
Bing,
bing, bing, bong.
Bing, 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 bong. Bing, 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 bong.
Rockin' with Will I Am in
trucks.
Bing, bing, bong. Bing, 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 bong, bong.
Oh, yeah. Starting off.
I love it.
With some Donald Trump.
Good old Donald.
A remix of a clip we played a while ago where he said, you know what I'm talking about, bing, 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 bong, 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 at a speech. And the internet has made it into like 10 different songs, and that was a short little compilation of all of them.
I love it, and it really spanned all genres. That's what I loved about it. It's very eclectic. There's something in there for everyone, you know.
So, there you go. I figured that was appropriate since this week is the Republican National Convention, and Trump is the likely candidate.
They
so there you
go.
They
should use that for their theme.
They should.
Song. Yeah,
they should. That should be a highlight. Trump brings people together.
With
his bing bong remixes.
Bing bong, bing bing bong.
Sure. There you go. That's how.
I forget what he was talking about.
I still don't know. Something about trucks. We'll never know.
What was he saying? You people know a lot about trucks.
And then,
who was he talking to?
I
what people know a lot about trucks?
His voters, I guess. I don't know.
His voters. Trump voters. They
know trucks.
When it comes to trucks, they know their stuff.
But there's one thing I know, and that is the internet is amazing, because they take that clip and they run with it. So props to you, internet. That was amazing.
Props to you, internet. Good job, internet.
Good job, internet.
You did it.
I love it. But before we go into topics that we have prepared for you in the entertainment entree, we like to kick it off with Mike's segment where he lets you know the latest in movies, TV, and video games. Folks, it's time for This Week in Entertainment.
Hello. You people know a lot about trucks.
Bing, bing, bong. Thank you very much.
Yeah, there you go. Bing, bing, bong.
Well, bing, bing, bong all the way to the movie theaters this weekend. A couple big movies opening up. First up, we have an awesome comedy, Don't Think Twice, starring Keegan-Michael Key and Jillian Jacobs. Right now has a 7.8 average rating on Rotten Tomatoes. A lot of people are saying that it's a funny and honest look at the lives of funny people and the cost of chasing dreams. The basic gist of it is that a member of a popular New York City improv troupe gets cast on a hit TV show, and the rest of the group, all best friends, start to realize that not everyone is going to make it after all. So, you know, it's a comedy, but it also has those real humbling moments of realness to it. It looks like it's going to be very funny. I've been watching the trailers. It looks like it has a great cast, a great setup, and a lot of funny people in this movie. Definitely go check it out. Don't Think Twice, opening this Friday. In addition, one of the next biggest summer blockbuster movies, Star Trek Beyond, is coming out this weekend. The USS Enterprise is nearly destroyed, leaving the crew stranded on a remote planet without communication. If you've been following the Star Trek movies, you know that they're always a fun action spectacle to watch in the summer. You know, a lot of popcorn and soda-type movies. So definitely go check out Star Trek Beyond, opening in theaters this week. In TV, a returning show returns to television after a long hiatus. Mad TV comes back to television Tuesdays on the CW at 9 p.m. Has a brand new cast, but the old cast members will be returning as special guests throughout the season. This is sort of like CW's thing now. They revitalized Whose Line Is It Anyway? Now they're revitalizing Mad TV, so maybe this is going to be their gimmick, their shtick from now on is, you know, bringing back these old comedy shows. So if you're a fan of the original Mad TV, make sure to go check out the CW Tuesdays at 9 p.m. And finally, in video games, no really big releases this week, but just a little reminder, go try out Pokemon Go. It's now been downloaded more times than Candy Crush. It is the most downloaded mobile game in the U.S. It also sent Nintendo's stock skyrocketing. I don't even know the final number, but I think it's still on the rise. Hopefully the server issues will be sorted out by the time you guys hear this. But go check out Pokemon Go, especially for all the fans of the original 150 Pokemon. It's all your favorites in the game. Really fun mechanics. Very easy to play. So go check out Pokemon Go, the free-to-play game. And finally, this week in entertainment, remember to tune into the 24-hour game show Marathon this weekend starting at noon, Saturday the 23rd at noon, and it wraps up Sunday the 24th at noon. 24.
Yeah. Yes!
That's right, 24 game shows over the course of 24 hours. Me and Rich will both be stopping by. Rich will actually be there the whole time.
I'll be there the whole time.
I'll be stopping by a little while Saturday afternoon. So make sure to tune into that, tune into the stream, and make sure to donate. And that wraps it up for this week in entertainment.
Yes! Yes! You're the man now, dog.
All right, so there you go, folks. That's Mike's This Week in Entertainment. You know, since you mentioned Mad TV,
yeah.
Can I bring up my favorite Mad TV sketch?
Go for it.
All right. This is and it's short enough. I think we can I'm pretty sure we can play it. It's not going to be, you know, crazy.
Okay.
But they did a skit on Mad TV if The Sopranos had to be edited for PAX TV. This is seriously okay. One of my favorite things. So this is Mad TV editing The Sopranos for family safe broadcast television. Here you go. A whole episode.
Where'd all the gabagool?
No more gabagool for you. The doctor said it's bad for you.
I don't give a f. I guess some more gabagool?
What am I, your servant?
You know what? I don't need this sh-
You want some gabagool? Why don't you get it from one of your little Russian hoo-
Tell you what, why don't you stop freaking my boy?
Let's talk about your anger towards your mother.
Anger? Anger what?
Well, you're clearly angry at her.
Yeah, no shin genius insights you got. Who are you, from Ray Charles? Let me tell you something. I didn't have anger at her, all right? I hated that bitch.
Let's explore this.
I'll tell you what, you know what? Why don't you explore this? Getting better things to do with my people than sit around here all day yakking about my mother. See you next week.
And there you go.
That's it. That's the entire episode.
That's the whole episode right there.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
Why don't you go explore this?
I like the gabagool.
Yeah, gabagool.
Gabagool.
But yeah, that's there you go. Whole episode.
There you
if
go.
If you can't curse and you can't do anything explicit, The Sopranos is 2 minutes.
2 minutes long. That's there you go. An hour-long episode. Was it an hour long? Hour long?
Yeah, around there.
I think it was
there.
About an hour.
Yeah.
I actually never watched The Sopranos.
Oh, you should, Mike.
I know. It's on my ever-growing list of shows to watch. I have The UK Office. I have Always Sunny in Philadelphia. The Sopranos. The Wire.
Yeah, you gotta get you gotta
tons
start
of shows.
Cracking on them.
True Detective?
True Detective. Oh,
I couldn't think of it.
True
Thank
Detective.
You.
Yeah.
You knew what I was thinking about. You saw the cogs turning in my mind.
Yeah, I saw it.
Like, there's another HBO show. What's it called? True Detective. Yeah, I got tons of shows that I need to catch up on.
Yeah, you got to check out True Detective. Yeah. That's another good one.
I know.
Anyway,
it's on the list.
Yes.
It's on the list.
You know what else is on the list, apparently?
What's on the list?
Warner Brothers.
Uh-oh. Yeah, they're on a list that they don't want to be on right now.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers was the subject of an FTC complaint back in 2014. So this is sort of, you know, it's a long time coming, this news story. But this complaint basically accused Warner Brothers of paying, quote-unquote, YouTube influencers, big YouTubers who played video games, to give positive reviews for a specific game, Middle-Earth Shadow of Mordor, specifically to leave out all talk of bugs and glitches and to give generally positive comments. The big issue, though, is that they're also accused of telling those YouTubers that they didn't need to disclose that it was a paid promotion.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's bad.
That's
so
bad.
So finally, the Warner Brothers and the FTC settled this complaint that was raised in 2014. It was a long time coming. But it raises the issue of, you know, the fact that Warner Brothers tried to use these influencers sort of underhandedly to influence the public opinion of this game. And a lot of people in the game community take this stuff very seriously. I'm sure people have heard about Gamergate, right? That hashtag that was being thrown around a year or so ago. That misogynistic group was all about, you know, being fair in the reporting of video games. I find it funny that they're actually not talking about this at all. But that's another topic for another time. But a lot of gamers take this very seriously in how games are portrayed because they're worried that a lot of the big media outlets in video games, the magazines, the websites, are being unfairly influenced by the big developers and by the big publishers, you know, because these companies take out ad space on the websites and in the magazines. And so they're wondering, are these publications being paid to give positive reviews, you know, when a game has game-breaking bugs like Assassin's Creed, or whether there are features missing, but it still seemingly somehow gets a 7 or an 8. So I guess the issue is, Rich, what do you think about this, about Warner Brothers paying these YouTubers and telling them that they didn't have to disclose this information? Is this as serious as people make it out to be, or is this just the way media works nowadays?
Well, I mean, the thing that it's not surprising that Warner Brothers was hiring, quote, influencers,
right,
to do positive reviews, because that's essentially a lot of review programs.
I mean, that's the way things sort of work, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I mean, Amazon has a couple of programs where if you're willing to write a positive review, you can get free products.
Yeah.
A lot of companies do stuff like that. That in of itself isn't surprising. What is surprising and could be, you know, just absolutely, I'm trying to think of a word for it. I don't want to say like distrustful. Is that a word?
Distrustful? I think that's a word. Like deceitful, maybe?
Deceitful. Perfect. Thank you. That the deceitful part was Warner Brothers telling them that they didn't have to disclose that they were paid to do so.
Yeah, and they also said,
like, because I know programs, you know, where you get to review products and you
right.
get products and
right,
and I'm all for that. If you know, if everyone knows that, hey, you were paid to do this, or hey, you got free crap for
right.
it.
If you're upfront with it.
Yeah. I mean, Christ, that's how a lot of BuzzFeed gets their content out, is, yeah. you know, this is a sponsored article. They yeah. have it clear in their byline that, hey,
yeah.
this is sponsored content. Like, all right, that's cool. You gave everyone a heads up, you right. know, that's A-okay in my book. But for Warner Brothers to go this route and then specifically tell them, don't disclose that this is paid and that, you know, we're covering you for this, is very worrisome and disingenuous. And
disingenuous is a good way to put
yeah.
it, I think. So the big issue is some of the language that was used, and the Warner Brothers telling these influencers to, quote, promote positive sentiment about Shadow of Mordor, and that the video should, quote, not show bugs or glitches that may exist and should not communicate negative sentiment. So they're telling them basically what to say
yeah.
and how to say it.
But then don't, but then by the way, don't say that. We
and then
paid
don't say
it's
a
it.
Paid promotion. Yeah. So it's a very,
that's not right.
It's a very tricky gray area in the world of multimedia right now, you know, because there's not a lot of rulings on how YouTube
no, there's
works
not
in
official
that regard.
Rulings, but there's kind of a morality.
There's an ethical.
There should have been somewhere, I don't know, like a manager or something to say, hey, no, that's not right. You know
yeah.
that
you mean on Warner Brothers?
Oh yeah, on Warner Brothers side, yeah, because they're the ones that specifically said, you know, you don't have to disclose that this is paid content.
Yeah.
No, that's kind of you need to do that.
Yeah. So some of the
that's
bigger,
not really an option.
So some of the bigger YouTubers did actually disclose, but people are taking issue with the fact that it was, quote unquote, below the fold in the video description. You know, you have to click show more.
Yeah.
And you would only know that it's paid content if you click show more and you read the full description. Do you think that's disingenuous or do you think that's enough?
No, they should mention it probably in the credits of the video.
Yeah. Either have a graphic on the video.
Yeah. Most of these YouTubers, they have a page at the end of the video where it's like, ooh, subscribe. Boy, yeah. they never leave that part out, do they?
No, never.
Oh, gotta never. Subscribe to my channel. Subscribe to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Like, no, they leave that part in. They make sure to get that part in. Don't tell me that they just forgot.
We run a YouTube channel too, Rich.
Yeah, but don't tell me that they forgot to do, you know, the disclosure part. That's complete BS. They all remember to put in the make sure to subscribe,
like and subscribe. Yeah,
yeah. They all remember that part. Don't get yeah. you can't do one thing without the other. That yeah. is BS. If anybody says, oh, they forgot to do it,
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. If you have to be upfront about it, if you're going to ask for subscriptions and likes, people should know what they're subscribing and liking.
Right.
Right. They should know that it's paid content.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the whole thing just seems very disingenuous to me.
It does, it does. And it raises larger issues. If Warner Brothers is doing this, what other game yeah. companies are doing this?
Right.
You know? And the funny thing is, though, that Middle-Earth Shadow of Mordor went on to become a very good... It was actually a good game. So, you know, the positive reviews were legitimately positive because they ended up winning Game of the Year awards and all that shenanigans.
But the question is, what's going to be the next crappy game that they
yeah,
try
what's,
and
what's the next
off?
Crappy game? Yeah, and people take issue with the fact that games like Assassin's... namely the Assassin's Creed games, because I've had issues with those too, where they get positive reviews, but there's game-breaking bugs and glitches in the game. And it's, do the reviewers have a different copy of the game? You know, like, what's going on? They get these positive reviews, but then they come out, they release, and everybody has these major issues with it. You know, so you wonder how much influence these publishers and these companies have when providing these games to the reviewers, because it's a two-way street as well. If the reviewers constantly bash the games, then the publishers will blacklist them. You know, you don't get advanced copies of the game then, and then that hinders their ability to create content for their readers, for their viewers, for their followers. So I feel bad for the content creators, because really these publishers and developers have them by the balls here. You know, if they want to, they can completely shut them down by not giving them early access to these games to do reviews. You know, so should there be some type of I want to stop short of saying there should be some type of regulation where they can't, because you can't regulate
that. There doesn't need to be a regulation, but you at least just be honest.
But what I'm saying is the publishers hold all the power over the content creators.
They do, but at the same time, this problem would have been fixed if everybody would have just been willing to disclose that, hey, we got paid for this.
But does it fix the problem of Warner Brothers not requiring, but suggesting that they stay positive about the game and not talk about bugs and glitches?
Because that's what paid content is. I mean, when BuzzFeed has an article that promotes, I don't know, some product, Clorox wipes or something, they disclose that, hey, we're getting paid by Clorox or wipes to write this wonderful article that, you know, is funny but promotes Clorox wipes or something.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you disclose the fact that, hey, this is paid content, I don't see what the problem is. That's what pisses me off on this is the fact that they didn't disclose it.
Yeah.
You're not being a true neutral reviewer.
Well, they're not neutral regardless.
No, but you have that. If you don't mention that, if you don't mention the fact that you got paid to do this, most people will assume that you're a neutral reviewer.
Right.
So when you put that disclaimer in, we can make that
then you know that there's a slight bias already.
Yeah, we're all on the same playing field. Yeah. But if you don't do that, most people will think, oh, it's a neutral review, and maybe, you know, he would give, you know, negative responses back. But yet, you know, he's not going to because he's getting paid.
Because he's getting paid, yeah. So you take it with a grain of salt.
You've got to get the disclosure in. That cannot be an option. That needs to be, hey, put that in there.
See now, I don't know, maybe I'm different, but I always read reviews with a grain of salt because I always assume that reviewers are not going to overly criticize these big publishers that are providing them with early access to these games to review. You know what I mean? I always assume whether or not they disclose whether it's paid or not, I just always assume that they're going to be a little more favorable towards these games. You know, do you really think Game Informer or IGN wants to piss off Naughty Dog?
No, of course.
Or Rockstar, you know, because I mean, let's be honest. How many games do you play that people say are a perfect 10? And you're like, well, not really.
Yeah.
You know, so
but you got to at least disclose it. Everyone needs to be on a level playing field. That's just not right.
So here's a question. Here's an interesting thing. This wasn't in the rundown, but I noticed recently a game called Song of the Deep. Do you remember we talked about this briefly a while ago? Song of the Deep is GameStop's first published game. Game Informer is a magazine, a video game magazine that is published out of GameStop as well. And they reviewed the game, and they gave it a 7 out of 10. So it's, you know, just average. But most everybody else is giving it slightly more negative reviews. Do you think that there was influence from the parent company there?
Probably. But that's to be expected when you have kind of that gray line in between publisher and seller. But I just think everyone should know what they're watching and what they're reading on the internet. And the fact that Warner Brothers were telling the YouTube influencers to not disclose that they were getting paid for it is just disingenuous and wrong.
Yeah. No, I agree. But I do think it's tough for the content creators, though. And I feel bad for them because, you know, like us personally, I'm going to make this about us because we do the too many games stuff, right?
Yeah.
And we talk with the developers. And some of the developers we talk to, some of the games are pretty rough, you know, admittedly, because they're early in production.
Yeah,
they're in beta or alpha. And we always try to stay positive, right? So you can imagine, at least from my perspective, I always find it kind of tough to... I don't want to say that we're not honest because I feel that we are very honest. But you do want to stay positive because these people are pouring their hearts and their talents and their energy and money into these games.
Yeah.
You know, does that make sense to you?
I don't know why you're comparing this with Warner Brothers.
I'm not comparing. I'm just trying to give it from our perspective because we do some of this stuff as well.
Yes, and
it's not the same. But I'm just trying to give it from a content creator's perspective.
Yes.
It's tough for them to strike a balance.
But I would say that the interviews that we do at Too Many Games are being done to promote the indie game developers and what they've worked on to create. And most of them, if they do make money, it's very little. They don't really. We're not trying to sell
the game for them.
We're also not trying to sell the game either.
Yeah.
You know? This
was done as a marketing campaign.
Right. This was a purposely done marketing campaign.
Yeah. And these videos that they paid for were viewed, I think it's like over 5 million times.
Yeah. And total. And these
5.5 million times.
And these executives over at Warner Brothers were trying to hide the fact that they were paid reviews. Yeah. And that just doesn't rub
it,
right.
It doesn't sit right.
No, that's not right. So that rubs me the wrong way. I think it's different.
But part of me thinks that this is just the way it is in the video game industry. Like, I don't think it's ever going to change. Like, there's nothing that anybody can do to change it.
If it is, that's okay. But you got to disclose it.
But then why even bother having video game reviews then at all?
Because people want to see what the new game is going to be like. You want to create that excitement. That's not going to go away either. People are still going to do video game reviews.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to wonder in my mind, like, if it's all going to be paid or if it's all going to be influenced one way or another, whether it's through publisher relationships or through paid promotion or ad space revenue. You start to wonder is anything unbiased?
No, I think everything's going to have a little bit of bias to it, but that's why the disclaimer needs to be in there so you know where it's coming from.
Yeah,
and that puts everybody on the same playing field. Yeah.
That's why I just look up gameplay videos and judge it based on that.
There you go, or make your own review. There you go,
or make your own. I mean, that's basically what it is. People, people get upset about this, and I understand why people get upset about this. But be upset at the fact that the publisher is doing this all shadily. You know,
yeah.
Don't be upset at the content creators, and don't be upset because you feel like you're being duped.
I'm talking about
like people on the internet.
I'm not saying blame the YouTube influencers.
No. I know you're not. I know you're taking issue with Warner Brothers, but there are other people that take issue with the content creators. Like, I know PewDiePie, and I'm not a fan of PewDiePie. He's one of the people named in this, and he was one of the few that did disclose that it was paid content. But people take issue with him. They're like, oh, are we allowed to hate him now? You know, some of the comments. It's like, one, you're always allowed to hate him because it's your own personal opinion. So enough with the snark. But also, two, it's more the publisher be at fault, not the content creators. Because the point I'm trying to make is the content creators are in a tough spot. And they're just trying to keep everyone happy. They're trying to keep their viewers happy. They're trying to keep the publishers happy. So they keep getting these early access material. But really, if you feel like you're being duped, make your own decisions. Don't rely on a YouTube influencer to make your purchasing decisions. Like, I've never once been like, oh, well, this person on YouTube talked really highly about this game, that's why I'm going to buy it. No. I'm going to go and do my own research. You know, I'm going to go look up gameplay videos. I'm going to go read developer interviews. I'm going to go to the source. I'm not going to trust the middleman because, in my mind, I'm always skeptical of the middleman. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe that's just me being paranoid, but I always, like, on IGN, I'm like, well, I can't believe this is totally unbiased. You know, so maybe that's why it's not rubbing me particularly wrong, because I always just assumed that all this stuff was always biased some way. Anyway.
Yeah. Every media outlet is biased in some way, especially nowadays. There is no such thing as a
true neutral
news outlet anymore.
No, not at all. Not in this day and age.
No.
Where ad revenue is so important.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how most of these places are staying afloat.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, let's be real.
So that's just the way it is. Yeah. You're not going to do anything about that. But the fact that Warner Brothers specifically.
Yeah, I'm annoyed at the publisher.
Yeah.
That's what I'm annoyed
specifically at. Told them that you didn't have to disclose that you got paid for it and that this was created content for the advertisers is worrisome. That's just not right.
Yeah. Yeah. So blame Warner Brothers. Don't blame the content creators. They're just trying to do their best to keep everyone happy. But Warner Brothers, this was a big faux pas on their part. I think they need to work better at making sure that all their paid promotion is properly disclosed and requiring their influencers to properly disclose it. I guess that's the biggest takeaway from our perspective.
I would agree as well. Well, that was an interesting way to end the entertainment entree. A little discussion where we poo-poo Warner Brothers. Shame. How dare you?
Yeah.
But also, Mike's This Week in Entertainment and a funny little Trump video. Why not?
Got to have a little bit of Trump in there.
Yeah. So there you go. Entertainment entree done. But the show is not, because coming up next, we still have the odd news. I've got a couple of stories that you got to hear. Some crazy ones.
I always look forward to the non-fortune cookie odd news.
That's right. So don't go anywhere. Still plenty more show left. We'll be right back. This is the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
I gotta get the Crispy Noodle Podcast. I gotta get the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Oh my God. I gotta hit the Crispy Noodle Podcast. They said podcast.
The Crispy Noodle Podcast. Did you hear this?
That's like a skill. We need to teach patience in school.
It's just a class where you sit there for an hour.
Yeah.
You just sit there for an hour.
We need something like that, because these kids don't know how to... These kids don't know how to not do nothing.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No, it totally makes sense. Except the fact that we sound like really old people.
Back in my day,
we waited 5 minutes to play
a flipping flash game. And we didn't have the curse words you whippersnappers have nowadays.
Yeah, we had to invent our own.
Yeah.
Like frickin'.
And sugar honey iced tea.
I hope I don't embarrass my sister.
Oh,
but
no.
We did have the incident. One of the kids dropped the F-bomb.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like,
boy.
I was kind of expecting, like, it would go in, like, a scale of intensity. Like,
start small, like, damn.
Right.
Like, you'd hear them under their breath, like, oh, damn.
Yeah. This one, I'm not going to say which one it is, but this one went right to the F-bomb.
Wow.
And he said, like, F you. I was like, oh, my God.
Listen here!
Yeah, like...
You probably just would have laughed and been like, right on!
I kind of did when I heard the story. And my poor sister's like, that's not funny! when you curse in front of your parents.
For the very first time, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's the end of the world, and now we sit around dinner, F this! My mom's going to hate me for that. And the funny thing is, the kids learn it from the parents. That's where I first learned it. Now my mom's really going to kill me.
Uh-oh.
Oh, come on. Uh-oh. Come on, you know. You know, where
don't you drag me into this.
Where did you first
don't
hear?
Don't you drag me into this.
Where did you first hear your curse words?
Probably my dad.
There you go. It's always the parents.
Bruno's here. He's
got something to add.
What story?
I have something to add.
Okay.
Mom said she overheard you.
Uh-huh.
You might have to bleep this out, but she said, F you.
No, wait. What was I saying, Rich? What was I saying?
Check out thecrispynoodle.com.
This is Guardian Shield, and you are listening to the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Back here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast, rocking and rolling and whatnot. Before we delve into the odd news, I'm going to take this time right here to give a shout out to my good friend Frederick. Because he made a great point on Facebook today.
Okay.
And I'm giving points for that.
Okay. Is there more, or that's it?
Are you ready for this post?
Go ahead.
He said that do not reheat or microwave your fish dinner from last night because it smells like a mermaid died. And you know what? I think that's appropriate. If you bring a leftover fish dinner into work and you use the company microwave to heat it, you're killing a mermaid. A PSA to everybody.
Well, you're not killing a mermaid. It smells like a dead mermaid.
But you know what? I'm saying you're on the equivalent on that. How dare you?
Better question, though. How do we know what mermaids smell like?
When you heat your fish dinner from last night in a work.
But what's the point of reference? Has this person come into contact with mermaids?
Maybe. He might have. I don't know.
Personal
contact. He gets around, this guy Fred, I know.
He gets around?
Yeah, he has. He's a traveler.
Oh, yeah? He met a lot of pretty mermaid lasses in his day?
Sure.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. I just like that. I just thought that was funny.
Okay.
But that is a pet
peeve. But who brings in leftover fish?
Oh, my God. Mike. Oh.
Leftover
people
fish?
Do.
Leftover
people
fish.
People do.
Leftover fish does not seem appealing to me.
Yeah.
And why would you why would you reheat it, though? Sometimes I'll have, like, some cold... Here's the thing. I like cold food. I think cold food is delicious. I'll have cold salmon. Like leftover salmon, cold. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty good.
But
cold pizza, cold cheesesteaks, cold hamburgers. I like cold food. People don't like cold food. I think cold food is delicious. But
a lot of people don't like it.
That's crazy.
And the worst part is they don't like it so much that they bring it in the work, and then they use the company refrigerator. Microwave.
Microwave.
So they store it in the refrigerator, and it stinks up the refrigerator, and then they put it in the microwave, and it stinks up the microwave.
So does everybody else's food smell like fish then afterwards?
Yeah,
also,
stink. There's like there's an odor.
That's dangerous, because if people have a shellfish allergy, they're dead.
Oh, yeah.
They're dead. I know, because where I used to work, there used to be a microwave, and it said, warning, do not heat up any shellfish in this microwave, because someone has very serious shellfish
there
allergies.
We go. I think we should just make it a decree.
No
from,
fish.
From here on out.
No fish at lunch.
No fish at the
unless it's sushi.
Yeah, but you don't cook sushi.
Exactly.
Right. So no cooking of the fish
right.
at the workplace.
You can eat it cold.
Yeah, you eat it cold. You can do sushi. That's fine.
Yeah.
But from here on out, we're all taking a crispy noodle pact right now.
Crispy noodle pact.
We are not bringing in fish and reheating it in the company microwave.
I concur.
Yes.
I've never come up across someone who's microwaving fish. Because microwave fish just doesn't seem...
I have. Oh, yeah.
It just doesn't seem right, though, to microwave fish. Part of me thinks like it's not good. Microwaved fish. I don't know.
Yeah, well...
Have you ever microwaved fish?
I haven't, but I know coworkers that do.
Are they going to listen to this and be like, you son of a bitch?
Probably not, because they're all, most of them are older and they don't know what a podcast is.
So now's your chance to really lay into them here on the podcast.
One of them,
oh boy,
one of them always asks me, what's this crispy noodle thing you're doing? And I'm like, it's
this crispy noodle thing you're doing. Well, it's a cooking show. Well, you search the crispy noodle, and at least for me, it's like our podcast stuff, like our YouTube videos and stuff,
and then cooking stuff. Yeah, we're showing you how not to use the workplace refrigerator, the workplace microwave. But he'll say that, and I'll be like, it's a podcast, and he'll go, what's a podcast? And I'm like, think of like a radio show, but on demand. And he'll be like, oh, I still don't get it.
What's on demand mean?
Yeah.
It's like it's on your phone. What's a phone?
Yeah, what's a phone?
It's like a computer in your pocket. What's a pocket? It's like...
I used to wear an onion on my belt.
Yeah. Nichols had pictures of bumblebees on them. Give me 5 bees for a quarter, you'd say.
Right.
It's The Simpsons. Go look it up, people.
That's a good skit if you never heard of that.
But do you like cold food, Rich?
Some pizza's good cold.
Pepperoni pizza cold.
Yeah.
It's like one of the most amazing things.
Yeah.
The pizzeria that's near my house has a Philly steak pizza, right? They put cheesesteak on it, but they also put American cheese. And when that's cold, the American cheese is like real, like, it has this creaminess to it that mozzarella doesn't have. What? It's delicious.
I love you're giving a detailed review of
it's
this.
It's amazing. Get Philly cheesesteak pizza and eat it cold.
Now, were you paid by the pizza shop across the street?
This was a paid promotion.
Oh,
yes,
you didn't disclose that, Mike.
No, please. If anybody's paying anybody, I'm paying them the amount of business we give them. Good Lord. They should be doing paid promotions for us. But anyway,
well,
that was like
go.
Our little random conversation.
Yeah.
Last week we talked about cursing.
Right. This week we're talking about fish.
We talked about fish. Yeah.
Please don't microwave fish in the company microwave, all right?
A PSA.
Yeah, all right.
From the Crispy Noodle
Podcast. Had that happen to me several times at work, and it is annoying. And trust me, your coworkers, if you do it, your coworkers will also remember that you did it.
Wasn't there a skit in The Office where somebody leaves a really passive-aggressive message on the microwave to, like, clean it up?
Yeah.
That's what you should do. Leave a really passive-aggressive
next time that happens,
note in the microwave. Okay. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to have to do that. But there you go, a random little tidbit here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast. But yeah, all right, we're off topic. We need to get back on topic, get back on track.
But you know what? That odd diversion there. That really encapsulates what this upcoming segment is all about.
I guess you're right.
This segment is just the wildest, the craziest segment ever. I'm talking, of course, about the non-fortune cookie odd news.
We've been talking about cool and its ramifications and how it applies to the hip scene. But maybe you could give us some examples now of the opposite of cool, uncool. Just exactly what is uncool?
My nipples look like milk duds.
Holy shnikes.
It's time for the non-fortune cookie odd news.
It's not of this world. I don't know exactly what it is or what it's doing, but this is not human intelligence, okay? It's not human intelligence we're facing!
How you doing? See? I'm doing great.
Mandada bastata. I don't make this stuff up.
I'll take a pound of nuts.
That's a lot of nuts! That'll be $4, baby! You want fries with that?
I've seen the celery dance across the baseball fields.
You had me at meat tornado.
No, go past this. Past this part.
In
fact, never play this again.
Okay. what does that mean?
And now it's time for the non-fortune cookie odd news.
So sit back, get everything you need to get from the kitchen. Be sure and empty the bladders. Go to the bathroom because you're in for hell of a ride.
Woo! Yeah, time for some odd news.
All right. For those of you that might not be familiar with this segment, here in the Non-Fortune Cookie Odd News, Rich researches the news, he reads the news, and I react to the news. He finds these weird stories and he keeps them hidden from me, so I've never seen them before. All my reactions are my gut reactions, my genuine reactions to hearing these stories for the very first time. I don't know what's about to happen. You guys don't know what's about to happen, and Rich doesn't even know what's about to happen because these stories always take us down delightfully wild and wacky and strange paths, and I'm ready to dive into it, Rich. What do you got for us today?
All right. Let's dive right into our first story here. Going to Missouri in the first one.
Good old Missouri. Down south.
Yep.
I don't know why I said it like that.
Down south.
In the heart of Missouri.
Well, authorities.
Go ahead.
Authorities in Missouri arrested a naked man and a naked woman who was accused of taking a naked ride on a stolen lawnmower in the early morning on Saturday.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
Nothing gets them going in Missouri like naked lawnmower rides.
Yeah, man.
It's the vibrations.
That's so romantic, isn't it?
It really is. You know, Rich, they have the speed things. When you put it on rabbit speed, the vibrations, it's just like, whoa.
You want to do it like rabbits.
Exactly. That's what it is.
I know it's something to do with sex.
Have you ever driven a riding lawnmower?
I did, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the old house we used to live in was a really big front lawn. So yeah, would have a riding lawnmower.
I never tried a riding lawnmower.
Yeah.
Is it fun?
Yeah, it feels like you're driving. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. But you can like turn on a dime, can't you? Nobody can see the hand motion I'm doing.
It turns pretty fast. Yeah.
Did you go on rabbit settings?
Oh yeah. Well, no, the one we had was 0 to 10.
Whoa.
Yeah, and like that's... 10 was the fastest.
No, I thought it was reverse speedometer. Why starts at 10 and goes to 0.
Why wouldn't you put 11 on it? Come on.
I know. Come on. Even if you couldn't go to 11, put 11 on it.
Yeah. Come on. Everyone loves 11.
It goes from 0 to 10 and then 11 and 88. You know, just because.
Well, anyway, back to the story. The Jasper County Sheriff's Office said deputies responded to a home located north of Joplin on Tuesday morning. They made contact with a 55-year-old man and a 40-year-old woman inside the house. The couple told deputies that they had been skinny dipping in a creek earlier that morning, and they rode the lawnmower home in the nude after they claimed their clothes were randomly stolen.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
Yeah, do you believe that?
That their clothes were randomly stolen?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's dubious at the best.
Can you discipline him?
Oh, kinky!
Deputy said that the couple were arrested on suspicion of stealing when the deputies determined that the lawnmower actually didn't belong to either of them.
Well, surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
What? Why would the lawnmower belong to them? Wait, you said they went skinny dipping, right?
Yeah.
Where was this pool or pond located in relation to them? They had to drive back from it, correct?
Wait a minute. Yeah, so how did they get there?
So here's the thing. If the lawnmower was theirs, that means that they drove the lawnmower to the pool and or pond. Okay?
If it was theirs,
If it was theirs.
But the deputy said that they were able to prove that the lawnmower didn't belong to either.
That's why
of them.
I find it highly suspect that it's theirs. But then also, how did they get there?
Yeah, how did they get there?
Maybe the lawnmower is theirs.
Wow.
Do people use lawnmowers as a mode of transportation?
Well, I guess if you have to, yeah, sure. It is a moving vehicle.
Yeah, but you can't take them out on the street, can you?
Probably not on the street, no.
So how do you get around places?
Grass.
But like, okay, so like around here, you would never be able to do that.
No, because we're in suburban Philadelphia.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to go anywhere.
But this is Missouri.
Okay. I guess there's lots of rural.
This could go either way. Is it theirs? Is it not theirs? I don't know.
The question you have to ask is, would these people have driven a lawnmower to the pool? And if the answer to that is yes, then it's their lawnmower.
Well, deputy said that the lawnmower did not belong to either of them.
Why was there a lawnmower at the pool? Was this a pool or a pond?
It was a creek.
A creek. So it was neither a pool nor a pond.
No.
Why is there a lawnmower at the creek?
Who left a lawnmower at the creek? Yeah.
Are people like mowing the grass next to the creek?
And then
creek,
they just stopped.
And they just left it there.
Yeah. Boy, I'm tired. It's time
and
to go
don't
home.
You need keys to run them?
Yeah, I guess they just left the keys in the
This is like a mystery. Like, we need the Scooby-Doo team to figure this out.
Yeah, this is weird.
To figure out, like, who's the owner of this lawnmower? See, now I'm starting to think it is their lawnmower. Because at first I thought it was Otter.
Who leaves a lawnmower near a creek?
Yeah, really? Were there houses nearby, maybe? But who leaves the lawnmower out by the creek anyway? Lawnmowers are expensive, aren't they?
Yeah.
You're not going to leave a lawnmower.
Unless you bought like a third-hand
with
one.
With the keys by the creek.
I mean, unless if it's like an old one and you wanted to get rid of it or something. But it
obviously... But leave the keys with it?
But it obviously still works because they were riding it.
They were riding it, yeah.
Oh, no, man.
This is a mystery. This is a real mystery.
Boy, I can go back and forth on this.
This is going to go down the history books as one of the top 10 like unsolved mysteries
of the odd news.
Yeah, when people look back at the 21st century, they're going to be like one of the biggest unsolved mysteries was the mystery of the lawnmower in Missouri.
Number three. Why didn't Y2K happen? Number 2. Yeah. How did Trump get elected? Number one. Yeah. What happened to this goddamn lawnmower? Why was there a lawnmower near a creek?
It really does open up so many questions.
Well,
now I'm honestly stumped about this.
Well, if you believe the deputies say that the lawnmower doesn't belong to either of them, so they were arrested on suspicion of stealing.
But they need to give me a compelling reason for why.
We need to call the Jasper County Sheriff's Department.
And get to the bottom of
this. Or can you do that? Can we like just call them up and be like, hey, why did you... Can you do that?
Jasper
County. Or is
that
privacy? Is that like...
Was it Missouri police?
Let's see.
I'm going to look them up.
Can we like actually call them up?
Jasper County Jail, Jasper County Sheriff's Office. I found the phone number. Should I call them?
Well,
I'm not going to call them.
Yeah.
In Carthage, Missouri. They're located on 231 South Main Street, Carthage, Missouri.
All right. One of you guys...
Zip code 64836.
Look, I'm sure one of you guys listened to the Chris Mutal podcast. Let us know.
Gotta go to their website.
Is there a contact form?
Yeah, fill out a contact form. No, it just has phone numbers. Also, their Google Maps, plugins are not working on their website.
Fix that,
Sheriff Randy Kaiser.
Randy, come on,
Randy, good old Randy. Oh, look at them, they're smiling.
All right, well.
I'm like really deep into their website now, just like looking at them. Contact us.
Well, we'll have to get one of the representatives from the Jasper County Sheriff's Office.
We'll have to figure this out. We'll get to the bottom of it, folks. We'll figure out the mystery of the lawnmower. No, we won't. We'll never go back to it.
We'll find out. Ready to get into our next story here?
Yes.
All right. This one is a Tennessee story.
Yo, we're from Tennessee.
It's good to yell at people and tell them you're from Tennessee. That way you'll be safe.
Yep, Tennessee.
Okay.
Going around the world with Gary Busey. Yeah. Sports with Sweden. And,
oh, my God.
And now
could
Tennessee.
You imagine? There could be like a TV show around the globe with Gary Busey.
Oh, yeah.
Just goes to all the different places.
Love you very much. I'm going to come see you one day, whether you like it or not.
That would be appropriate.
That's the tagline. I'm going to come see you, whether you like it or not. Globetrotting with Gary.
Love you very much. I'm going to come see you one day, whether you like it or not.
I love it. It's going to be a show. Globetrotting with Gary. I like
it. But as for this story in Tennessee.
Yo, we're from Tennessee.
It's good to yell at people and tell them you're from Tennessee. That way you'll be safe.
Firefighters in Tennessee say that a local woman caused the fire after she tried to barbecue a brisket in her bathtub.
What? That fucking sucked.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how that actually works.
Yeah.
So she took the grill into the bathtub?
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
You said she grilled it in her bathtub, right?
Yeah.
So she brought the grill stuff to the bathtub, or she fixed the bathtub to become a grill?
Knoxville Fire Department Captain DJ Cochran said that firefighters found a woman fanning flames from her apartment and said that there was a fire in her bathroom. Cochran told the Knoxville News Sentinel that the woman attempted to cook a brisket over an open flame in her bathtub. Fire crews reported that she set up a wood-burning grill inside her bathtub and placed meat on a wire rack across the rim before the heat melted through the tub's fiberglass exterior.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
Oh, my God, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I can just picture the look of panic when she realizes, oh, no, this is a very bad idea. So she couldn't do this outside.
No.
She couldn't clear a patch of ground, dirt, gravel, something that doesn't catch fire, and start a little fire there and put a wood cage over it. She couldn't do that. What made her think a bathtub was a good place? Oh, if it gets out of hand, I'll just turn on the water. Also, why didn't she turn on the water?
Yeah.
Why are you fanning? You're in a bathtub! Why are you fanning flames? You have a source of water right there. All she had to do... What, she didn't want to lose the brisket?
Yeah,
She's going to fan the... I don't want to lose the brisket.
The house can burn down, but we need the brisket.
We got to have dinner. If the house goes, think of it this way, Rich, priorities. If the house goes, at least you'll still be able to eat.
Yeah.
But if you lose the brisket, then what are you going to do?
We're done.
What are you going to do?
No barbecue.
No barbecue. This is the dumbest. I mean, this is pretty dumb. I don't know how you start a fire in a place that is basically designed to put out fires. It's a bathtub. It holds water.
Cochran,
so much stupid in this story.
Cochran noted that the tub and the brisket were a total loss.
The tub and the brisket. Oh, yeah. God. The true loss there.
The apartment below suffered minor water damage as a result of the incident. Cochran noted that 50% of residential fires occur as a result of cooking-related incidents, but most of these happen in the kitchen, not in the bathroom.
Yeah. How do you explain that to your neighbors?
Sorry,
your apartment suffered some water damage. I had to cook a brisket in my bathtub.
All right, it was a must. It was a life or death situation.
Somebody was holding her hostage. If you don't cook this brisket inside your bathtub, I'm going to blow your brains out.
What an oddly specific demand! Shut up!
What an oddly specific demand! I kind of want to become a criminal so I can make those oddly specific demands. Oh, I'm kidding.
Because you know what?
I don't want to do that.
Because I don't want to believe that people are this dumb, but...
They are, though.
They are.
We've discovered time and time again that people are that stupid. And every time we think they've hit the epitome of stupidity...
No.
There's another level beyond that.
Right.
You know when you wanted the Walmart to go to 11? Well, that's what the odd news is like. The odd news is like, all right, normal stupid is 10. Odd news stupid is 11. But then every week it's 12. And then it's 13. And then it's 14. And now we're up to like 475. what's funny? As time goes on, people will only get dumber.
Yeah.
That's what I'm really excited about.
Yep. There'll never be an end to
because
the odd news.
Stupidity is one of those things that grows exponentially, I think.
Just doesn't end.
No.
Oh, no. Man. All right.
But why? Did we ever find out why she put it in the bathtub?
I guess because it was an apartment. She didn't want to go outside. I don't know.
Like, what about, like, the stove?
Yeah, there are other ways to cook a brisket.
Like, why couldn't she use the oven or the stove?
I don't know. She must be that dumb.
Like, think of the planning, though, Rich. She started a wood-burning oven in her bathtub. That she didn't want to go outside, but she somehow acquired split logs.
Yeah.
Right?
She had them ready to go.
So, that means she either bought it or she cut the wood herself.
No, she didn't cut the wood herself because this is an apartment.
Oh, it's just so dumb. So you go grocery shopping, you come home with logs, and people are like, well, why you got logs? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. I'm making something special for dinner.
Yeah.
Why are you going up to the bathroom? Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about
I'm making
it.
Making something special for dinner.
I got this.
Next
don't
thing
worry.
You know, call 911. The bathtub's on fire.
Oh, my gosh.
That just tickled me. Call 911. The bathtub's on fire.
All right, ready for our next story here?
Yeah.
All right, local story, New Jersey.
Okay, next we're going one. To Jersey, all right.
Yeah, every now and then we got a New Jersey story.
Yeah.
Police in New Jersey say that a 27-year-old man purposely defecated in his pants because he thought that would get him to have officers release him and not place him under arrest.
That was his best idea.
The best I could think of.
Well, he was working with what he had on hand, right?
Officers responded to a report of a disorderly man at 4 a.m. on Sunday. Arriving officers observed that 27-year-old Kyle Chambliss was talking loudly on his cell phone while sitting in his vehicle. They reportedly smelled alcohol coming from him and asked him to step out of the car. After being told to end his phone call and speak to them, he became aggressive. When he was told that he was going to be placed under arrest, he then said, quote, I have to S myself. You must back away.
Like what? It's like a blast radius. Like, step back. It's coming out. Fire yes. In the hole. Boom. Step back. I got to S myself.
Oh, my gosh. You must back away.
You must back away. It's for your own safety.
You must be away more than 10 feet.
Yeah.
10-foot radius here.
So I'm assuming the cops closed in on him.
No.
That was the actual audio of the encounter.
Yeah.
Exclusive. As the cops reach for him, he's just, no!
Exclusive audio.
Oh, wow.
No!
Man, Rich, I gotta give you props. You're very dedicated in acquiring that exclusive audio.
Yeah.
Right there in the midst of battle.
It was Jersey. I was right there at the scene of the crime.
With the boom mic hanging right over his butt. Like, ready? That's dedication right there.
I was telling the one cop, move away. I gotta get this.
Step out of the side, cop. I gotta get this audio.
All right. Well, when the officers then stepped forward to handcuff him, authorities say that he pooped. And then he struck one of them in the chest with his arm.
What is it, like some weird defense mechanism just crapping yourself?
Yeah.
Is he a skunk? Like,
I love how he did it like 1-2. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And then punch.
Clubs him.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would be fun to fight with feces in your
no,
pants.
No, it's probably not. I would not recommend that.
It must be very uncomfortable.
The officers then administered pepper spray to get him to comply with their commands.
I don't know why, but that statement, they administered pepper spray to get him to comply. Like, pepper spray is like some type of magical agent that makes people obedient. No. They could burn their eyes out.
Well, boy, man, he's not in a good spot. He's now blind, and he's got crap in his pants.
He's got crap running down his legs.
Yeah.
He's got pepper spray in his eyes. Oh, man, he's just a mess. And he's drunk, too.
And yeah, he's probably drunk, yeah. He then complained of difficulty breathing, so he was taken to the hospital just in case, but nothing was found to be wrong. So he was then released to police and was then charged with 2 counts of aggravated assault on a police officer, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct. Unfortunately, he also has previous contempt warrants, so he's got a $65,000 bail.
Wow.
So if he had,
all the cops wanted to do was talk to him about using his phone loudly.
Yeah, at 4 a.m.
If you had just stepped out of the car, they would have said, "Quiet down," and he would have said, "Okay."
That's how normal people work.
That's it. That's the end of the story. The story is one sentence long. Instead, he craps himself, and here we are.
And elbows an officer.
At
the same time.
At the same time.
Almost. It was like a 1-2 punch.
It was a 1-2 punch. That would take a little bit of concentration. You got to poop, and then you got to like aim a blow at the cop. I mean, that's multitasking right there.
There you go. That's how it happened.
That's a great recap of the fight. A blow by blow. Two blows.
That's one blow
in his pants, one blow.
There you go. That's it.
That's it.
Blow by blow right there.
All right.
Ready for our next story?
Yeah, what do you got next for us?
All right. It's time to get into our obligatory Florida stories.
Now, who is this guy in Florida?
It's Florida, and they're crazy.
Oh, yeah. And we got 3 Florida stories.
All right. Yeah, Florida, man, representing in a big way.
Without fail. Always
you
Florida.
Don't even try to find Florida stories.
No.
They come to you. They flock to you.
Yeah.
Like, you are their master. You're like the St. Patrick of Florida stories, Rich. Or the guy with the flute that drives... Wasn't that St. Patrick that drove the snakes off?
I have no idea.
We went to Catholic school, Rich.
I didn't
Rich.
Pay attention to the saints.
We went to Catholic school. Both of us did. For 12 years.
Whoops.
Oh, well.
Well, here I
if
am.
If somebody knows the legend of St. Patrick, let us know.
Here I am reporting odd news. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mom.
Why are you blaming her?
I don't know. Top of the world, Ma.
Yeah. Well, hey, I like the odd news.
All right. Well, here's our first Florida odd news story here.
All right, what do you got?
A naked woman held a lighter to a propane tank in front of deputies before being taken into custody.
Kill me, the issue my ultimate form!
That sounds like an insanely idiotic thing to do.
Oh my God,
I can't even imagine.
This woman resisted arrest and bit the left hand of one of the deputies, but there wasn't any damage because she didn't have any teeth.
Kill me, the issue my ultimate form!
That's how you know you're dealing with a Florida story. when the antagonist is toothless. She's just gumming him to death. I'm gonna bite you.
The mother of Sarah...
How old was she?
The mother of Sarah Jo Longacre told police that her daughter had been drinking for days straight.
Oh my God.
And had begun sucking propane in their garage.
What?
What the hell does that mean? Sucking propane. What propane? What the hell does that mean?
Like propane? Like the little gas tanks? What is wrong with this woman?
I don't know.
What, the alcohol wasn't enough? You gotta drink propane now? Or breathe propane? I don't know.
Kill me, the issue my ultimate form!
How does propane work? I don't even know.
Deputies approached Longacre and said that he was there to help, but she refused. That's when she took out her lighter, placed it right in front of the nozzle of the tank.
Oh boy.
This really got out of hand really
fast. This really escalated quickly. She went from drinking to inhaling propane.
And now I'm going to light this
making
whole,
a homemade bomb.
Yeah, I'm going to light this whole place on fire. One of the deputies said that he went into the garage and then was able to kick the propane tank away from the woman and discovered that it was empty.
Well, because she was sucking all of it.
Yeah. Florida.
That cannot be healthy.
No.
Sucking propane?
No.
Does she literally mean like sticking her mouth on the nozzle and just like...
Oh my God.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Longacre told deputies that she was, quote, inhaling the fumes from the propane tank.
You can't do that.
And that she had consumed 2 liters of alcohol.
Oh my God. How is she alive?
Yeah. Why are you doing this?
You cannot, and I don't think you can inhale propane like that.
You're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to. Warning, do not inhale this.
Don't make me into my ultimate form!
That's how you get to the ultimate form.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Alcohol and propane.
Emergency medical personnel were dispatched, and the deputies remained on the scene.
I still want to know how old she was that she had no teeth.
45.
Okay. I mean, that's still pretty young to be losing all your teeth.
Yeah, you should not be losing your teeth at 45.
I think it probably has something to do with the propane, wouldn't you say?
Probably.
You know this was not the first time she did that. Come on now. You know that she had to do this before. She seems like a seasoned pro.
She's a pro.
You don't get to 45 and lose all your teeth without sucking some propane. I don't know why. It sounds like one of those really bad, like old wives' tale sayings, you know?
Don't you suck that propane.
Don't you suck that propane.
You lose your teeth.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's just disgusting.
She was arrested and now faces felony charges for threatening to discharge a destructive device. That's an actual charge.
Threatening to discharge a destructive device?
Yeah.
I love the alliteration.
And resisting deputies. So she has 2 felony charges.
Can we just take a moment to appreciate the discharge of destructive device?
Yeah, that's a real crime.
That's basically poetry right there. Discharging a destructive device.
Yep. A lot of the alliteration. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Thank you. Thank you, Amazing. Longacre.
Thank you, yeah.
You wonderful woman.
You wonderful woman. You got a little crush on her over there, right?
She's naked. She's threatening people with propane. And she doesn't have any teeth. Yes.
Perfect. The perfect woman. You don't got to worry about teeth.
Oh, my God. Yep. Just when you said, when things just can't get any weirder. Sure.
Yeah. Like I said, they keep on up in the ante.
Yeah. Thank you, Florida.
Florida single-handedly is responsible for, like, most of the weird things that happen in this country.
Yeah. All right. Ready for our next story here?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. This one is just a quick one, but it's just hilarious to imagine. Authorities in Florida said that a woman who crashed into a house after she blew right through a stop sign told investigators that, quote, it wasn't her fault. I was praying.
Like you're just cruising along. I'm going to take a moment to close my eyes in reflection.
Right now.
And hold my hands to the sky. Man, oh, man. Oh, my God. People are just this. I don't know why. I don't know why, but for some reason, this odd news strikes me as a particularly stupid odd news. Like, so far this episode, the odd news, everybody's been grade A, stupid. The FDA marked them grade A, the prime stupidity. Praying.
Yeah. The county sheriff's office, Okaloosa.
We've been there before.
I can't believe this is the name of a county. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office said that the 28-year-old woman drove through a stop sign and drove into the yard of a home and struck the house. The woman tried to back out, but the vehicle was stuck in sand. Okay, I don't know why you're building your house on sand, but okay.
Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
Go figure.
Florida logic.
Yeah.
Eyewitnesses on the scene said that they noticed that the woman had her eyes closed.
I I can't. So the car is stuck in the house and she's trying to frantically reverse, all with her eyes shut tight.
Like, deputy said it. The woman then said that it's not my fault. I was praying.
Yeah, it's God's fault.
Yeah.
What a great Christian she is, blaming God. Oh, man. It's not. How is it not your fault? Even if you were praying, it's still your fault because you decided to pray at that very moment.
Isn't there a song?
You don't need to close your eyes to pray either.
No, that's how you. That's how you achieve direct connection.
By closing your eyes?
Yes. That's absolutely mandatory.
What, God can only listen to prayers if nobody's watching?
Yes, and your eyes are closed while you're driving.
Yes. Very specific conditions.
That's it. Those are the only times God hears you.
That's why a lot of prayers go unanswered. Right. Because not many people close their eyes while driving.
Yes.
Because they're not idiots.
Jesus, take the wheel.
This is the real life version of it.
Jesus, take the wheel. Oh my God. That's great. That's great. Oh,
it's the
my
real
God.
Life version of this song.
Oh, she took it to heart.
Yeah.
She took it to heart.
Jesus, take the wheel.
And drive right through a Florida home.
Oh man, that's. Guys, that song is not. Instructions about what to do while driving. Okay. You all took a driver's test. Nowhere in the book did it say, let Jesus take the wheel for a little bit.
Yeah, that's not good. No good.
No, not at all. Did she? Jesus. I mean, I don't. Why? What did you think was going to happen if you close your eyes while driving? I sneeze while I'm driving and I'm afraid I'm going to plow into oncoming traffic.
Yeah, you're right, man. Sneezing is one of the worst things you can do while driving.
You ever have like multiple sneezes in
a
row?
Yeah.
It's the worst. I feel a sneeze coming on. I'm like, that's it. I'm dead.
We're dead.
This is the end. I'm going to die sneezing. This person instead closes her eyes.
And prays.
How long of a prayer was she saying? Was she doing like the whole friggin' rosary?
Yeah, she picked right then and there to do the whole
Glory
rosary.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son. Jesus, take the wheel. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
She's like reading scripture while driving or something.
No, she can't. She kept her eyes closed.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. She can't read scripture.
No, she's not reading.
She had her eyes closed. Sorry. I cannot. I just cannot deal with this right now. I can't believe she closed her eyes while driving.
Yeah. The woman
she's
was
just tearing through stop signs, blowing through red lights. It's okay.
By the way, it's not her fault either.
No,
of
it's
course.
Not her fault.
No. It's not my fault.
She decided to pray, but it's not her fault.
Right.
So whose fault is it then?
Jesus.
Well, yeah, Jesus had the wheel.
Yeah. I told him to take the wheel.
Jesus
didn't take it.
Never passed his driver's test. They didn't have cars when he was around.
Come on, Jesus.
Come on,
help
Jesus.
Me out here.
He failed the parallel parking portion.
Well, anyway, the woman was cited for reckless driving with property damage. All right, I got one more story here to close out the odd news.
Okay.
One more Florida story.
Now, who is this guy in Florida?
It's Florida, and they're crazy.
And I think this might be the most Florida story ever.
Okay.
A Florida man is asking state wildlife officials to allow him to keep his pizza-loving alligator
what?
That he claims is his pet.
Oh, my God. That does not seem like a good idea.
It's my pet.
It likes pizza. It's
Come
domesticated.
On. All right. We're good.
What was the scenario in which he found out that the alligator liked pizza? Did he go out one evening? He's eating a slice of pizza, looks down. There's an alligator there. He thinks. A thought comes to his head. What if I give the pizza to the...
Hey, buddy.
Was it an alligator or a crocodile?
Yeah, alligator.
Alligator? Yep. I can never remember.
Hey, buddy. Have some pizza.
Hey, buddy. He's talking to the alligator.
A retired firefighter, David Van Buren, said that his male gator that he calls Gwendolyn due to a mistaken identification has been his pet since he was 9 years old.
Oh, wow.
Or the equivalent of 47 years.
What? Really?
That's what he claims, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of cool. Do alligators live that long?
I guess they do.
I'm going to look it up.
The alligator currently resides in his backyard. Van Buren said that Gwendolyn is equally happy outside or indoors and says that when he comes inside, he likes to be on the couch or in the bathtub.
This is amazing. Also, he's lying because American alligators only live 30 to 50 years.
Well, 47.
Yeah, but you're saying that the alligator was born when this guy was 9 years old?
Yeah. That's 47. That's in the ball. That's in the range you just gave.
That's at the high end of the range, and that's assuming it was born exactly when this person was 9 years old.
How dare you? All right, this is his pet friend alligator who loves pizza. Who are you to
also,
judge?
Also, alligators can grow to be 11 to 15 feet. That's huge.
Yes.
Do you know how big that is?
And he takes up the whole couch.
But it hasn't attacked him in all that time?
Nope.
That's actually kind of cool.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission, or the FWC, said that they've opened an investigation after they've received complaints about the 13-foot alligator.
Wow.
So there you go. It's 13 feet. Whew. Boy, man, if you don't want company to stay,
yeah.
Gwendolyn needs his couch back.
Yeah. Nobody's going to argue with Gwendolyn.
Right.
I think it's awesome that the alligator's name is Gwendolyn as well, but yeah. It's a guy alligator.
Van Buren said that he is willing to work with the FWC to find a way to keep his pet alligator at his home. He also notes that he loves to feed the alligator pizza and Chips Ahoy.
Okay.
Specifically Chips Ahoy. He doesn't like Oreos.
No Oreos, no Nabisco. It's got to be Chips Ahoy.
Yeah.
That's very strange and oddly specific. I mean, I didn't think that alligators eating meat.
Well,
so why is he feeding it pizza and cookies?
Yeah, it gets baked.
It's what?
the alligator smokes pot.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because he eats pizza and cookies.
What, you have to smoke pot to eat pizza and cookies?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah.
Yeah. Why do you think I eat pizza and cookies?
Because you like pizza and cookies?
Oh, yeah, all that too. But the alligator. He's hanging out in the backyard. He's on the couch. What do you think he's doing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is just the strangest connection, Rich.
That's the only thing I can think of. Why else would an alligator not eat meat, but enjoy pizza and...
I don't know, do alligators eat other things? I don't even know.
Yeah, alligators will eat anything.
Will they?
I think, yeah. I don't know what they wouldn't eat.
I don't know. Should I look up what do alligators eat?
You have a very strange search history.
I really do. Man, if somebody ever came across this computer, they'd be like, what was this person doing? Okay, let's see. What do alligators eat? They're primarily carnivores. That's the first sentence.
So they eat,
but investigations of dead alligators have revealed that they also eat fruits like elderberries, citrus fruits, and wild grapes.
Or pizza.
Yeah.
And or Chips Ahoy.
Huh. All interesting. Right. That was really interesting, actually. I hope this guy gets to keep his pet. Look, if it hasn't attacked him, what is it doing that it's causing people to complain about it?
I guess the neighbors have been complaining about it.
No, but what has it done to cause the complaints? Did it eat somebody's dog or cat?
No, it doesn't.
Did it eat somebody else's pet alligator?
Nope. Damn
it's,
it!
It's Florida. You know at least two other people on the block got pet alligators.
FWC officials said that they have not come to a decision yet. But if the alligator does say Van Buren needs to make modifications on his property to allow the proper room for the alligator. So... either way, he's got some work to do.
I always thought alligators were cool, though, to have as a pet. There used to be a pet store in
Ambler. Well, there you go. You go to Florida. You can do it.
There used to be a pet store in Ambler that sold little, like, 10-inch alligators. And I always thought that would be so badass to have a pet alligator.
Well, there you go. You can go to Florida, and you're set.
What would be your dream pet, Rich, if you could have any animal?
Don't
say cat. You already have cats.
Yeah, I know. I like cats. Cats are awesome.
But if you could have any animal. Any animal.
I guess it would have to be some sort of relationship to a cat.
A penguin.
Why a penguin?
Penguins are cool. Have you ever seen a penguin?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
What, you don't like penguins?
No, I don't know. I don't hate penguins. I never thought like they were like the best thing ever.
They're pretty cool.
Oh, okay, I don't know.
All right, I'm just letting you know they're pretty cool.
Maybe like a lynx? Is a lynx a...
One of those... Yeah, they got the big... They're cats with like big feet, aren't they?
Yeah, I would like that.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, because they're like one of the big cats, but they're not going to maul you like a tiger
right,
or a lion.
Right, I don't want to go that big.
That's essential. Finding a pet that won't maul you.
Yeah, I want to be bigger than the pet.
Yeah, exactly. You need to assert your dominance over the animal.
All right.
I've heard people post online, and I don't believe these people, because people online are crazy. They say if you have a big dog that like believes in like pack mentality, that you should bite it, because then it knows that you're the alpha.
Oh, man, I don't know. I don't know about dogs.
I'm just saying, I'm not biting dogs.
Yeah.
Because I know that their teeth are bigger than my teeth.
Don't do that with alligators, because that will not
work. You will definitely lose that.
That will not
work. One, they have those armor scale things. Two, they're going to bite your arm off. Because their jaws are huge and they're powerful.
But you can apparently have it as a pet in Florida.
Apparently. This is like the pet, like... Like the pet hour.
Yeah.
You know, we're giving pet advice.
It's pet hour here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
I don't know why that was so extreme. This is like a 90s television program.
Cats, dogs, lynx, and alligators. The pet hour. There you go.
It's just really rad. It's from the 1990s.
Super rad.
Super rad.
That's the best.
We're going to count down the top 10 most radical pets. Number two, it's a lynx. They got big feet and pointy ears, but they're not big enough to maul you. That's why they're radical pets. And the number one most radical pet is the American alligator from Florida.
It likes Chips Ahoy.
It also has been known to eat pizza, and it's totally really big. But don't bite it, because it'll bite back. Snap, snap.
Snap, snap.
Snap, snap. You know, it's edgy 90s TV, you know?
There you go.
Got all the sound effects. My throat hurts now from doing that.
And there you go, folks. That's what we have for you in this week's Non-Fortune Cookie Odd News. But before we officially wrap up this show, let's go over what have we learned on this episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
As your body grows bigger,
your mind must flower.
It's great to learn,
because knowledge is power.
All right, Mike, what have you learned?
I learned that alligators like to eat pizza and cookies.
Chips Ahoy.
Chips Ahoy.
Specifically.
Very specific, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where they find pizza and Chips Ahoy in the wild, but that's what their diet mostly consists of.
The wild supermarket.
The wild supermarket. There's just like boxes of Chips Ahoy floating under the water. Like with fins, they're like swimming around. And this is the mysterious Chips Ahoy fish. Anyway... I learned that Rich's dream pet would be a lynx. That's pretty cool.
I think that would be pretty
cool. Yeah, a big cat that won't kill you instantly.
Yeah, I think that's a good trade-off.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good one. I would like either a penguin or a baby alligator. I think both of those would be pretty cool.
Well, go to Florida. You can do it.
I could, yeah. Yeah, apparently you can have a pet alligator in Florida. So definitely go check that out if you're in the market for large amphibian pets.
There you go.
But I also learned that there's a new TV show coming out, Globetrotting with Gary. It's a show where Gary Busey visits people around the world, whether they want him or not.
Yep, he just shows up.
He just shows up. So far, Sweden and Tennessee are both on the list
of
confirmed episodes.
They're coming.
So tune in to ABC Thursdays. Globetrotting with Gary. People are going to turn on the TV and like, I didn't see the show on TV. You lied to me. Oh.
Because it sounds like it could be true.
It does. It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's the scary thing.
Right.
I also learned, though, that there is a very mysterious case of a lawnmower in Missouri. And we don't know where this lawnmower came from or who it belongs to, but it's going to go down as one of the top unsolved mysteries of the 21st century.
Yeah. That's right up there with Y2K.
Yeah, yeah, second only to Y2K, I think.
Yeah.
It's one of the it plagues the thoughts of mankind. And finally, I learned that all lawnmowers should have the normal 0 to 10 speed, but also 11 and 88.
Sure, perfect.
I think everything should have those speeds.
Yep, I agree. I concur.
You concur. Excellent.
And there you go, folks. That's what we've learned on this episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
What did we learn, Palmer?
I don't know, sir.
I don't f***ing know either. I guess we learned not to do it again.
Yes, sir.
I'm f***ed if I know what we did.
Another good show coming to an end for this week.
That Odd News, man, that was some crazy stuff right there.
Yeah.
Thoroughly enjoyed that one.
A lot of silly stories in that one.
I feel like everybody was really dumb in that Odd News. I always really appreciate dumb people and stupid criminals.
Well, there you go. That one was for you then. folks, this is the Crispy Noodle Podcast. If you like what you heard, check out our website, thecrispynoodle.com. Make sure to like us on Facebook, The Crispy Noodle, and follow us on Twitter, at The Crispy Noodle.
That's right. You can also subscribe to our channel on YouTube, where you can find some of our video noodles, best bits, and interviews that we've put up there. But most importantly, remember to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, where you get the latest episodes downloaded for free every Thursday. Straight to your computer, phone, or tablet. You can listen to us anytime, anywhere, anyhow. Just search for, download, and subscribe to The Crispy Noodle Podcast on iTunes.
That's right, and make sure you're subscribed to us on our SoundCloud page, where we have the mini noodles, which are the best bits of the show condensed into a 1 to 2 minute audio clip that you can listen to on the go and share with friends and family the craziness that is the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
That's right. So many ways to get in touch with and share the Crispy Noodle Podcast, but if you want to get in touch with us individually on Twitter, I'm at Mikey Costanzo, MikeyCostanzo.
And I am at Rich Liebig, RichLiebig. Find us on Twitter and chat with us. Why not?
Yeah, send us some suggestions. Tell us how annoying we are.
Wow, okay.
I just enjoy the fan interaction.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One more plug. That's check right. out the Game Show Marathon this weekend. Going to be a lot of fun. 24 game shows in 24 hours.
Oh, boy.
All to raise money for Child's Play, a great charity that helps provide toys for kids in hospitals and shelters all over the United States. It's all worth it, all for a great cause and all a lot of fun. You're going to want to tune in. GameShowMarathon.com.
Go check it out.
Yep. And we'll be there. So
that's right. We'll be there. We'll be sporting our Crispy Noodle t-shirts. You can buy the Crispy Noodle t-shirt right now to help donate
to Child's
Play.
That's right. One more order.
That's right. So make sure you get your orders in as soon as possible.
That'll do it for us. This is the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Let us be the Crispy Noodle in your vegetarian salad of life and boring news. We'll see you guys next week.
See you guys.
Later.
Some of us have great stories, pretty stories that take place at lakes with boats and friends and noodle salad. A lot of people, that's their story. Good times, noodle salad.
What's the deal with the podcast? What's going on? It's just crazy. It's wild. It's the Crispy Noodle 2016. Oh my gosh.